What is the No Spin News all about?
You know that this is a fact-based analysis news program. You know that. We avoid speculation. We don't do conspiracies here. We don't do party politics here. We're not nonpartisan. That's wrong. Not that. Okay, we are advocates for a stronger America and a more just society. We don't believe in communism. We don't believe in socialism. We don't believe in nihilism. We don't believe in the progressive woke culture. We think it is un-American. We don't support that. So you should know what we are, and it would then crystallize what we do.
Listen to the No Spin News. Subscribe to Bill O'Reilly's podcast feed wherever podcasts are available.
The media has systematically lied to you. The Hunter Biden laptop story, the origin of COVID-19, the Trump-Russia collusion hoax, or how your money's being spent in Ukraine. Enough already with the lies. No more lies, hard truths only. That's what the Truth Podcast is all about. It's not standard conservative talking points. If you want that, go somewhere else. But if you want the hard truth delivered to you in a way that challenges you and will challenge me intellectually, you're not going to find anything like this on the internet. Subscribe, download now, The Truth.
Good morning. Welcome to the morning motivation of Politics by Faith, brought to you by Public Square. Stop doing business with people who hate you. We are going to take a pause on our Sermon on the Mount Beatitude study in light of Silicon Valley Bank collapsing and there being perhaps other runs on banks and, I don't know, potentially the entire economic system collapsing. So we're going to talk about money this week. Now, maybe you have no money. Maybe you have a ton of money. Maybe you had a bunch of money in a bank and the bank disappeared the other day. Wherever you are on that spectrum, we're all obsessed with money because we've grown up in a world that says, make as much as you can, love it, make love to it, idolize it, make it the center of your existence. Truly, judge other people based on how much of it they have. That's what the world says. But the Bible is very different. So this week, we're going to talk about how to avoid the love of money. Why? Because I need to avoid the love of money. People will say that money is the root of all evil. That's not what Paul said. Paul said, for the love of money is the root of all kinds of evil, which some coveted after. They have erred from the faith and pierced themselves through with many severe griefs or sorrows. Oof. I have that. I have severe griefs and sorrows. Should have done that. Oh, could have really maximized profitability and investment over here if only I did this. Oh, it's awful. So to start off here, let's talk about contentment. 1 Timothy 6, verse 6, Paul is talking about false teachers. Talking about the person that produces envy and dissension, slander, evil suspicion, constant friction among people who are depraved in mind and deprived of the truth. I don't want to be a person who is attracted to false teaching because that means that I am depraved in mind and deprived of truth. Right? Because they said these false teachers, he causes friction and dissension and envy among people who are depraved in mind and deprived of truth. If I am then full of envy, then I'm depraved in mind and deprived of truth. And I don't want to be that. Do you want to be described as, oh, that's Charlie over there. Oh, tell me about it. Well, he's depraved in mind and deprived of truth. But what's he do for a living? How much money does he have? How big is his house? But then Paul says, this is verse 6, but godliness with contentment is great gain. For we brought nothing into this world, and we cannot take anything out of the world. That visual right there is just so fantastic. Just sit on that. I know you've heard that before, but just sit on that. Brought nothing into this world. You have no money. You have nowhere to put your money. You don't have any pockets. You don't have a bank account. And we cannot take anything out of the world. But if we have food and clothing with these, we will be content. But those who desire to be rich fall into temptation, into a snare, into many senseless and harmful desires that plunge people into ruin and destruction. So the first point here is you can be rich and make money your idol. You can be poor and make money your idol. How much of it you have means nothing. It's how much of it has you. I just made that up. That's good. I like that. It's how much hope do you have in it? It's how not content are you? That's the question right now. How not content are you? And how much do you want to be content? Because I'm telling you can only find contentment, Mike, when our hearts are rooted in eternal things. You can only be content if you live with an eternal perspective. If you strive for more money, you will be pierced with severe grief and many sorrows. I don't want this anymore. I don't want any more sleepless nights. I don't want any more waking up at 1 a.m. and thinking about money. I don't want the grief and sorrow anymore. Are you with me? So this week, let's talk about money and avoiding this idol. Tomorrow, we'll talk about the line you've heard before, lay up your treasures in heaven, but we're going to break down the Greek of it because it makes this section of scripture so much more meaningful. We'll do that tomorrow. This podcast is brought to you by Public Square. It's a totally free app. Speaking of money, this is perfect. Having money is not bad. Having money is not a sin. How you spend it is also very important. Who you give it to is important. I'm sick of giving money to people who hate you, people who have a completely different worldview than you and I have. Maybe if you had no choice, you know, you need the food or whatever, then you got to do what you got to. But that's not true. With Public Square, there are options out there. That's the key. Public Square connects you for free with businesses, local businesses, and you can buy online national businesses that share your values. If you go to the website, publicsq.com, you scroll down to the bottom, it has five values that all businesses need to sign on with and agree with. So you know that you're working with good people. And that is such a powerful force, truly. It's more than just great for you and I. It's a powerful force to change the economy, to change our country, and change this wokeness that is taking over our country. And it's totally free for you. Public Square, download it for free in the App Store, publicsq.com.